Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your local source of information, real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Metcha. Man, we're rounding up 2023. We only have a few weekends left, and I thought, it's rather appropriate if we discuss how the year went, and perhaps maybe do we have a crystal ball? The answer is no, friends. However, do we have at least a glimpse? Can we start to look at 2024 and make a couple of guesstimates? That's a good word for it. So I thought I'd bring in Brian O'Reilly back to the studio. And hey, thanks for joining us again.
Good morning.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah. So realtor, appraiser, lender, investor, just all around the real estate industry.
Utterly addicted to real estate. Yes.
Does it say that on your business card?
It does. Actually, when people ask me what I do, instead of giving the roll call of the roles, I just say, yeah, I'm addicted to real estate.
I'm addicted to real estate.
Yeah,
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, welcome to the show. You're going to fit in really well here.
Yeah.
So we actually, last weekend you were in the studio and we recorded a show on buying now, you know, and the advantages of buying now, getting in. Because there's so many metrics that are in your favor in the market today.
Yeah.
So for those of you who want to go back in time and check that out, as you should, kjjr.com, click on last week's show and check it out with Brian as we discuss rates and should they change, what happens when they change, what happens to your purchase power, and actually the wisdom of not getting so hung up on price.
Correct.
Yeah, because it's really about you're buying a payment, not a price.
Yeah, you're buying into the 30-year fixed
rate
payment rather than what the actual purchase price
is. Yeah, absolutely.
Which is kind of silly to say, but that's ultimately how we buy as consumers.
And I understand the challenge of that because almost every other product out there we buy on price.
Correct.
You know, when you're shopping your phones or your TVs or your cars, it's really price that you're looking at. So it makes sense that when you're looking at real estate, you're going to look at price.
Yeah, and I think sometimes that buyer psychology kind of it gets tied into real estate, and it's not. You're not looking for the deal
of a
lifetime, but you're looking for something that's going to...
The home of a lifetime.
Exactly, that you're going to invest in for the next 30 years.
Yeah, absolutely. So, cool. Get in. That's all we got to say is just get in.
Yep.
So, Brian, how was the year for you? I mean, you've been doing this for a while.
16 years, yeah. It was kind of challenging.
Yeah.
You know, the interest rates were high. A lot of people were kind of on the fence. Paired with inflation, you know, the cost of living has just gone through the roof. I mean, even going to the grocery store now and you look at what you leave with one bag and you're like, oh my goodness.
You know, I went to the grocery store recently and I bought three items, $100.
Yeah.
$100.
I mean, it baffles me.
Yeah. Like, now, granted, diapers are not cheap, right?
Oh, yeah.
I'm buying a lot of those these days. So that'll put a big dent in your wallet too.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one of those items was a box of diapers and that's half of that $100 right there.
Yeah.
However, you're right. I mean, I've seen those pictures where it's like, you know, 1980, $100 worth of groceries and it's like three shopping carts.
Oh yeah.
Right. 2023, $100 of groceries and it's like two items.
Yeah.
It's like, what in the world? I remember $100 would carry me a long time, right?
Oh yeah.
Same with the gas. Like, you know, when you and I were driving, it was less than $1 a gallon.
Yeah.
And
I remember at one point I got down below, it was like 98 cents a gallon.
Yeah. So $5 could carry you across the state, you know?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
today $5 doesn't move that needle.
Yeah. I think we're aging ourselves though.
I'll stop that. Yeah. So I would agree with that. You know, for me as well, the year was challenged with the consumer being challenged by the cost of a lot of things, right? Their cost of living went up. So the amount of cash that they have at the end of the month to make a purchase or an investment shrunk.
Correct.
Unless something changed economically. Now, for many people, things did change economically. I did see some movement in employment, you know, and in wage earners. And did you know that in Montana, since 2020 and 2021, the number of households earning over $200,000 a year has increased more than any other bracket, income bracket. Yeah. Now, that's largely influenced by our friends who came in from other states.
Yeah.
Now, what's different, though, unlike the previous 10 years is that these individuals and families moved in and stayed.
Correct.
Whereas 10 years ago, that was not so much the story. They'd come in with out-of-state money, which is usually stronger, and they would buy something and they wouldn't stay because it was a second home or a third home or a vacation home or a cabin in the woods, right?
Yeah.
And we as Montanans like to get a little upset about that. I would prefer the latter. where they're buying and staying.
Yeah.
Because now that dollar is actually supporting our economy.
Yeah, it stays within the valley and keeps rolling over, you know, as you spend at the grocery store, then the owner of that grocery store goes and spends it. So it's the evolution of the dollar, or the progression of the dollar through the valley, and it doesn't leave. It stays within our local economy.
And I would suggest that that actually made a pretty good impact in our economy locally.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've seen good, right? And I know that we've seen less than favorable things like increased traffic and, you know, a little bit of animosity and that stuff I think was going to taper off in time because we're going to get used to these things and we're going to build bigger roads. We got to, okay?
Yeah.
We're, as a good friend of mine and also in the real estate industry said, once a town or a place has been discovered, it can't be undiscovered.
That's a good saying.
Yeah. We're discovered, friends.
We're on the map.
So. We're on the map. Yeah. People know. And so, you know, you're going to have to get used to it. Or I've got a listing in Troy. You know, if you want to move out.
Yeah. If you want to get out there.
Yeah, get out there. I got a good listing in Troy. It's got water too. It's awesome. So anyways, I would agree with the sentiment, Brian. It's been a tricky year. It's been a tricky year because it's been a tricky year for the consumer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And our job as realtors and just in the real estate profession alone is just to be sympathetic of our clients' needs and wants and really listen to what they're telling us as opposed to what we think they need. We need to really almost be a therapist at this point when the market's like this and try to work with them and not necessarily say, okay, now's the time, but build a strategy or get some steps in place for them to maybe help them purchase, you know, down the road, to help them achieve their goals.
A lot of people like to ask, is the market up or down? And we're going to take a quick break. When I get back, I've got an answer for you. Brian, you can hang out?
Absolutely.
This is the Flight at Home Show. We're talking with Brian O'Reilly, addicted to real estate, Brian O'Reilly. My name's Justin Metcha. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
And we're back. It's the Flight at Home Show. My name's Justin Metcha. In the studio with me, master in the real estate industry. You like to say addicted to real estate, and I think that's good. Not all addictions are good, though, Brian. So master of real estate.
Yeah, maybe that's a better way of putting it.
Yeah, so, I don't know. Addicted's fun, too, though, because I know you can't stop.
Yeah.
You're looking, right?
Yeah, it's one of the things. And you know, I don't like to admit it, but I'm passionate about it. You know, real estate and I like the opportunity it provides for me and then also provides for our clients that, you know, that we help, you know.
And for 16 years, you've been seeing that a lot.
Absolutely.
There's been a lot of people blessed by your efforts.
Yeah. Well, that's actually what helped me just keep progressing through the channels in real estate was just the more and more opportunity. And, you know, we just kept jumping in.
Very cool. Last weekend we had you in the studio and we're talking about, you know, buying now and the advantages of buying now. And for those of you who want to jump in, KJJR.com is where you can grab last week's show and in any other show in the past. However, this weekend we're talking about the year, how the year has been. And we've admitted that it's been challenged. The shopper has been challenged because a lot of economies have been challenged. Costs are up in many cases.
Correct.
People, when they ask me, is the market up or down? And it's an interesting question because usually the answer is subjective. Is the market up or down? Well, I don't know. Where are you in the market? Because I can tell you where you are. If you're at $2 million, we have a different arrow. We have a different arrow going a different direction than we have if you're at $400,000.
Exactly.
Right? Now, we're talking prices when the shopper really should be talking budget, right?
Yeah.
So forget about the prices. Focus more on the payment. However, what I do find interesting, and this is a graph you and I were looking at before we powered up this microphone, was that in November, the most recent closed month in our area, we saw in Flathead County, we saw 138 new listings enter the market.
Yeah.
Now, is that up or down? Well, compared to last year, a little down. Compared to 2021, a little down. Compared to 2019, a little up.
Correct.
Because that number in 2019, you have it in front of you, Brian.
118 active listings hit the market in November 19. So pre-COVID, we're actually seeing an increase from, you know, the Wild West of the last 3 years.
Right.
So if you go back historically, yes, the market is up.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I think that's appropriate because did the market in 2020, 2021, and 2022 really behave conventionally?
I think you just have to look back and wipe that. You know, there's going to be a big asterisk next to those couple years. That's right, yeah. You know,
that does not conform to reality.
Yeah, that was the steroid era for baseball. You know, it was just the rates were so low, yep. Everyone could just, again, it was going back to purchase power. You know, when rates are 2.5, 2.75,
yeah.
People can afford, you know, astronomical sales prices. And I think that's what was driving up the prices during those yeah. times were the low rates and just the
money cash was cheap.
Yeah, cash was just yeah. hitting the market, yep. You know. So, yeah, it did change the market from what we saw
right.
know, pretty intensely.
Whereas right now, though, and if you look at this graph, it kind of looks like you said it's like an
EKG.
Yeah. It's just kind of which speaks to some level of normal. Like it's normal for July to have more new listings than December, exactly. Right?
Yeah.
It's and what is normal? Well, comparatively speaking, it's normal for it to slightly grow. And guess what we've done over if you get rid of the last 3 years and go back to 2019 pre-COVID, mm-hmm. It's normal. Yeah. It's a normal growth.
Yeah. We're seeing pretty much normal year-over-year increases that would align with what we saw before the 19 and 18 and 17.
So for the home buyer who feels like because the inventory is limited, I'm not going to go to the market, guess what? That has changed.
Exactly.
We're now seeing more new listings as of November. We've seen more new listings than we did previously when the years were quote unquote more normal.
Yeah. Well, even as opposed to last year, 2022, yeah. which we hadn't seen the huge increase in rates yet, but we're still seeing an increase from what we had last year,
yeah.
12 months ago, today, November of 23.
So you know what that means to me? It means take action.
Yeah.
It means get yourself ready.
Yep.
And I guess while we have another 45 seconds left to the show, Brian, what would that action step be that somebody should take?
I think maybe just speaking with a lender, speaking with professionals and seeing exactly if you don't own a home or if you're looking, you know, see what your options are and see what's out there and see, you know, what price points you're looking at, what your payments would be and build a strategy. Maybe now is not the time to move, but if you're, you know, foreshadowing a move in the future, get those steps in place now so that you're not surprised when you finally do decide to, mm-hmm. you know, pull the ripcord.
One of my big ahas from our show last weekend was if you're renting and you continue to rent, then you can expect that rent, even as a long-term tenant, you can expect that rent on average to go up about 4% a year.
Correct.
Yeah.
Year over year, it's about 4% increase. So,
if you're promised to continue to pay more for the same pile of bricks that you're living in, then why not stop that?
Yeah.
Why not stop that and just grab a home? Even if it costs you a little bit more than what it would be to rent, at least you're secured.
Yeah. Well, you're also paying 4% year over year increase with no equity.
With no equity. You're not getting any of it back.
You're paying someone else's mortgage.
That's right. Brian O'Reilly, man, thanks so much for your addiction to real estate and for serving us so well.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate the time.
This is the Flathead Home Show. Hey, Flathead, be safe, be well, have fun, and of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.